Hi, everyone. Welcome to Young Americans. I'm Isaac.
I'm Ellen.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Adrian.
And for those of you who don't know, we are students from the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia, in America. And we're studying here in Cortona. We're all different forms of art students. So we're studying art here, things like painting, photography, landscape architecture, interior design.
Yeah.
No, in the program we are. But yeah.
And English.
And English.
And English.
Yeah. Don't forget English.
Don't forget.
It's an art form. Yeah. So our theme for the show will be Athens artists. There's a few big ones and then a whole bunch of people we know peppered in there because it's our souvenir to our friends back home.
That is true. And Athens is actually, for such a small city, it's actually pretty famous for its music scene. It has a lot of famous like concert halls, music venues, and a lot of famous artists have come out of Athens. So it's something that's very important to a lot of people who live in Athens. And it's a big part of what people do on a day-to-day basis, how people spend their weekends, that kind of thing.
I'm not really involved in the music scene in Athens at all, and I don't know a lot about it, but even I've been to like a bunch of house shows and just heard a lot about the music scene in Athens just through osmosis, because there's just so much going on. So
yeah. And the first song up is called Circles Round the Moon. It's by a band called Nana Grizzle. It's actually my favorite band in the whole world, so enjoy it.
Circles round the moon, is this why city lights feel so awful? It should be unlawful to live where you can't see the stars. Hundreds of miles away, we draw the same lines to conclusions. Yeah, there's no need for confusion if we all throw in the towel.
Once again, that was Circles Around the Moon by the band Nana Grizzle, who's an Athens band. Yeah, I've been listening to them for forever, and that's one of the really cool things about growing up in and around Athens, is that you come to love these bands, and they actually genuinely become your favorite bands. Even it's not just like, oh, I like this band because I know them, or oh, I like this band because I know they're from the same town I am.
Absolutely. And speaking of being from Athens, I grew up there, and since it's a college town, a lot of people that are in there or living there, they're usually not like born in Athens, and I guess I wasn't either, but I've lived there all of my life. And REM, which is one of the most famous bands out of Athens, and also it's just a really famous band in general, like we see the members of that band everywhere all the time. I saw Michael Stipe buying tennis balls once, and it was just, you kind of just blink and you're like, oh, Michael Stipe, okay. And he did a song that we're going to play here in a bit that I heard at Snoopy's yesterday. So he's made it all the way to the most infamous place in Cortona.
That's right. It's interesting seeing things from Athens popping up here in Italy. Like when we were in Rome, I think, or maybe Florence, correct me if I'm wrong. But we were in a record shop and we saw like REM and all these like things that reminded me of home, which was just very interesting. I don't know.
For sure. And it is always really interesting to see what bands from Athens escape Athens and like other people know about, because I feel like we're very much in a music bubble. So we all know all these bands and could talk to each other about all these bands, but we kind of have no idea whether other people actually listen to them too. So REM is definitely one of those that's pretty big everywhere. So,
so here's Shiny Happy People.
So that was Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. And I know that we're all here tonight, like, hanging out and chit-chatting about music, but we're taking a brief hiatus from what we've been up to the past 7 weeks, about, because I know we've been working on projects that have been kind of, like, you know,
exhausting.
Exhausting, yes, exactly. And we're getting to the point in our summer semester where all of our things are coming to an end, and it's very sad and nostalgic, but
all of our projects are due at once. So
all of our projects are due at one time, and we're trying to wrap that up. I know everything for me is due like tomorrow, Friday.
Friday.
So everything is like coming to a close as of this very second, as we are talking to you tonight.
It's funny because we're all on this beautiful little hill, but like the anxiety radiating off the building right now, because everyone it is just, like, desperate to finish.
It's a different world up there right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're all just kind of, like, running around in circles, trying to get things done.
Yeah, walked past a view that, like, weeks ago, like, we would have stopped and admired for 10 minutes, but we walked past, and I was like, wow, look, God is real. Let's go.
We're like, hey, awesome, we have to go.
And we have a little self-promotion here, Cortana. Mm-hmm. We have a Mostra coming up next, or this coming Tuesday, where you can kind of get a sneak peek of what we've been doing since we've kind of been like hoarding ourselves up on the hill. So each of us get to present one piece from the semester from one of our studio classes that we want to show off for a couple hours of the night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's yours, Adrian?
Well, I'm currently still deciding, which is great, but I'm thinking about a ceramics piece that I've been working on.
I am doing a fake exhibition for San Pellegrino. I wish they would hire me to do something real, but I made everything up. So San Pellegrino, hire me. I can design you a wonderful exhibition. And you can see a mock-up in our Mostra.
Ava's in interior design.
I am, yes. Thank you for catching that.
Not landscape architecture.
Not landscape architecture. I still haven't decided either.
Yeah.
I have a couple paintings that I'm looking at, so we'll see what I choose. They're all very colorful and very wiggly, and I'm excited.
Yeah, and I'm submitting a photograph that I'm printing nice and large of the wonderful Ellen who's sitting next to me.
That's right.
Sitting on the wall in front of a scenic view, shaking her hair vigorously.
Yep, so I'm very important because I get to be in your photo.
If you want to see her in the flesh.
No, my goal is to sneak into this photograph. Exhibition just as much as I can. Mm. Just everyone's projects.
So that Mostra will be next Tuesday and Wednesday, July 23rd and 24th.
Yay.
Yay, we can't wait to show our stuff. This next song is Everyone I Know Will Die by Four Eyes.
Everyone I know is aching with the ghost.
So that was Four Eyes, Everyone I Know Will Die. And that was Isaac's choice, but we both have kind of bonded over her and her voice because she's an artist in Athens right now that we're both kind of like obsessed with. She's amazing.
She's wonderful, and she's a wonderful person as well. I actually know her. She's kind of a friend of mine, and her music is just wonderful, and her voice is wonderful. And it's so fun to be able to bond with people. Like, when we first got here, none of us really knew each other. Yeah. And music was definitely a thing that we all very, very quickly bonded over. Mm-hmm. And so that's always fun, especially when you come from somewhere where music is such an important part of what
you're
doing.
And that was the first time I've heard Four Eyes, but I do know that I complimented your shirt, like, the second time I talked to you, because I was like, wow, what a cool shirt, dude, be my friend. And you were like, you know the band? And I was like, not at all.
But the design is nice.
So pretty. But she's so good.
She is. She's wonderful.
Get more into
wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. So,
She also, this is just a little snippet that Isaac and I obsess over. She she's in a relationship and another band with Futo, which is a song that we've picked later on for this show. And we will point out once again, because it's important.
It is important.
They're great.
And they actually have a band together.
Yes.
It's called Kissing Booth. And it's like the most adorable, wonderful
band
in the world.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out.
Huh. Well, they will, because we will play it.
They will.
It.
No, right. We're not playing Kissing Booth, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're just playing.
Oh,
I wish. I know. We needed to have both of them individually and then together. It would have been.
That would have been ideal. Better.
Then we would have just forced it, though, you know? Now it's a call to action.
I wonder how often people go to concerts in Italy. That's something I've thought about a little bit.
Yeah. It seems like they have a lot more free things going on, or at least spaces. More community things in public spaces, even if they're not free.
And we wanted to mention, even though we don't know anything about it, but while we were walking here, we saw a music festival set up in the piazza, Signorelli.
Yeah.
So it seems like you'll have a nice open community space where you can listen to music together. We don't know what it is, but it looks like a lot of fun.
And that's something we lack in America.
It's something we lack, yeah.
So the in Italy, the opportunity to go to community events is so nice.
Yeah.
And really love it.
Consistent.
It's consistent.
We've been here and we've been here for 7 weeks and we've seen four community events that just kind of have popped up and surprised me that I knew nothing about.
Yeah.
And they're also wonderful and they're always so many people there.
Mm-hmm.
The flag show.
The flag show was initiated it all. Mm-hmm. This previous Cortona on the Move photography experience was amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's cynical of me, but even though we do have public spaces, I feel like I wouldn't expect as many people or as large a percentage of the people in a town to come out to this kind of thing. So it's just cool to see.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's definitely a big difference that I've noticed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful part of Italy.
Wonderful.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Italy,
entire country.
Love compliments. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't get as isolated and alienated as we all are in America.
Oh. No. Well, speaking of knowing artists from Athens, this next song by Needletea is called Play This Song to Die Instantly, and we have some fun facts about that artist coming up next.
Myself, walk away. Now try not to think about it every day. Cause I don't wanna be another guy complaining about it that way. The way I watch until it's fade, and the look that's on your face makes me think I don't know what you've been trying to say. And we've been talking about ironically, but what if this doesn't work out for me? Is there a fallback, or do you fall back to your own? Trying to think of it every day, cause I can think of a million better reasons to stay. And there's a cave beneath LA, more fossils, yes, I got a time today. He never told me I was only ever in the way. A double back full of my things, and what separates you from me? Cause I convince myself it's a better view from your bed. Sorry to myself, it's all again. So every time I wake up, it's dark outside. So in the light, and when I see you, I don't rewind. I remember when you were good for mine, and there's some light on the inside. So inside, my old friends and I get back together. It seems like we only remember the bad times. Mm-hmm.
So that was Needle Teeth with Play the Song to Die Instantly. And I have actually known the vocalist of this group.
Vocalist, drummer, right. Guitarist.
He does a lot. He writes. But I've known him since we were both 4 years old, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the angstiness of that last tune?
I know. Wild. No, it makes... Going to the shows is really interesting because, Will is a very cool dude. He's very, thoughtful.
What?
But I don't know how to put it. But then when he's on stage, hair in the face, angst on the mic. Yeah. Really good lyrics.
Does he have a good stage persona?
It's excellent.
Amazing.
I enjoy it. Yeah. But so known him since we were four. Mm-hmm. Didn't really talk to him that much. We went to school together. And then when we got to Athens, we were both like, hey, I don't know anyone here. Want to hang out? So we've been very good friends ever since. Ava knows him.
I do know him. Mm-hmm. I've also met Erin, the bass guitarist, a couple times. She's great.
She's really
also
cool.
Really talented and cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know they have a couple, just one new person who just started playing with them. Mm-hmm. So they've got a lot of great things coming up. They've got a good future.
That's right. They're sort of a good example of I have no idea how bands and music works in Italy, I assume pretty similarly, but I've been to their shows and they played house shows, they've played at more, I guess, established venues like the Masquerade. They played at both Masquerade venues, which is in Atlanta.
Wide range.
Yeah, musical. House shows are a really, really interesting part of the Athens music scene. I know some people in Athens don't really know what house shows are, so maybe we should explain it. But it's literally just a concert in someone's house.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this Friday night, there's a house show at my friend's place, and you just go there, have a party, and then just in their living room. It's just a band.
Yeah, people will move their furniture around in their den, so you'll be standing above a couch or squeezing, but it's very compact and small.
Very loud.
Very loud for that reason, and people are moving all over the place, but it's very fun. You can't really reproduce the house show feeling outside of a house.
I had a friend who organized a house show, and then 2 hours before it got really popular, and he had to shut it down because of his landlord and the police, because they were really anticipating a giant crowd. And then in the next 2 hours between it getting shut down and the show needing to go on, he was able to pull together an event at the Georgia Theater, which is the biggest theater in Athens. So it was really great. It was a miraculous night.
It was a miraculous night. And it's actually where I met Ava for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that is where we met.
We didn't actually meet. I think we said two words to one another, and then it was just, but I remembered her face.
Yes,
so when I got here, I was like, I'm going to be
I remembered his
with
hair.
You two meeting is so funny because didn't after a few times of just randomly running into each other, Ava, which one of you was it?
It was Ava.
Oh, it was me.
We were in a bar. It was late. You could say. And we walked past each other, one on the way in, one on the way out. And Ava looked at me and said, I keep seeing you everywhere.
Everywhere.
And then we just,
That was it. That was the only interaction. Yeah. And then we got to Cortona and we looked at each other and we knew that each other was here for a day. And then we finally were in the same location and he looked at me and he was like, there you are, or something. I don't remember.
Everywhere. In Georgia and in Italy.
We'll run into each other.
Cross continental. Cross the ocean.
That's special.
Okay.
That's a connection.
Anyway.
Alrighty.
So next song we have is from another big Athens artist. He's got a very fun chamber pop sound. Here's Kishi Bashi.
Shit out.
So, that was Kishibashi with Philosophize In It, Chemicalize With It, and pardon the hesitance there. So, I don't know much about Athens music. I hadn't heard anything by him before in my life, and they just converted me, so
yay.
That's yeah. fun. Funky. I love some strings.
I'm so excited for you to listen to more of him, and he throws concerts in Athens for, like, philanthropy events yeah. and like just, you know, regular concerts all the time. So Ellen, we can hang Yay. Out when we get back and
Absolutely.
Go to some Kishibashi
Wow,
concert.
Friendships. We love that.
We
wow.
just found out in between those songs while y'all were listening and we were just sitting that me, Ava, and Isaac were all at that concert that Kishibashi just recently played in Athens. And mm-hmm. he stands in the front and he plays violin like violently while singing and like moving his body in like intense ways. And it's like, how are you making so much sound as one human being? It's amazing.
Yeah, that was actually the last concert I saw yeah. in Athens before we came.
Me too. And,
which is very fitting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they weren't the only ones at that concert. Ava.
Wait, wrong concert.
No, wrong concert? Wrong Everyone concert. Ignore what I just said.
We've
it's
been
a lie.
A lot of concerts together without knowing each other at all.
That's you very
Ava.
True.
Okay. Take it away.
Take it away with no. the story we prepared.
Oh my goodness.
Wrong intro. There we go.
But we, you know, we go to a lot of concerts.
We'll do that later.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we all kind of have a lot to say about the next artist and like experiences yeah. we've had around her. It's Lingua Franca with the song 8 Weeks is who we're about to play, but she is really like a sensation around town. I don't think she's reached a point where she's very big outside of Athens yet, but in Athens, her concerts are these huge events where tons of people come. She's actually a recently elected county commissioner, which yeah. is amazing. We have a like 20-something-year-old hip-hop artist county commissioner in Athens who is just really awesome.
And she's doing wonderful work, too.
Oh, yeah. She's yeah. a wonderful county commissioner and a friend of mine as well. And I think we've all been to her shows before. Maybe Save Ellen. I don't know. Have you been?
Nope.
But who'd you meet there, Ava and Adrian?
There we go. Fuck you.
So I don't know if the show Stranger Things is big in Italy for any reason, but it's pretty big in the US.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's like, and the new season just came out, so even here in Italy, people have been like, have you seen it? Have you seen it?
So I was at a concert, and I saw two of the actors who played yeah. Nancy and Jonathan mm-hmm. There at the show, and Adrian
I was
so
also
you, right?
There. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. And it was also Halloween, so it was kind of a toss-up. Like, is yeah. this two regular people dressed like them?
Right.
Or are those the real actors? And then they came out on stage later, I believe.
Oh, I did
not
see that.
And it was certainly the real
that.
Actors. They just threw some balloons. They, like,
oh my God.
Erupted
yeah.
on stage
wow.
with other people and threw some
Amazing.
Balloons. But yeah, it was certainly them. It was very fun.
That
yeah,
was fun.
Now that we've all got y'all excited for Lingua Franca, here is her song, 8 Weeks.
My pulse is racing, the pace is crazy. I'm so sure my heart will blow. One of the hotter bros is like, what you acting so startled for? Don't you want to hit off the boat? When I said I smoked a lot of pot for short, but been beating startled as par for course. Since early girlhood, I've been burning purple herbal spliffs, slurping them up like Herbie till I'm whirling with the dervishes. Eating sherbet, trying to forget my murderous nervousness and determine if we'd make it better or actually worsens it. You see me in the street, I felt a reek of a pale, but only superficially, cause underneath it is silk. Giving people peace, how's to cheapen the deal? So a single bank, I redefine keeping it. You see me in the street, I felt a reek of a pale, but only superficially, cause underneath it is silk. Giving people peace, how's to cheapen the deal? So a single bank, I redefine keeping it. In November, I never thought the sun would shine again, but now I'm on the other side of it. And like the scent of cyanide and piss, I'm a little bit about summertime and how it left me high and dry like a skittish lamb in the lion's den. Now I don't trust these summer days, cause what the fuck were they when I took Nike to skin and wanted my entire life to end? Summer abandoned me and now it's handing me a Spanish beach and a candid drink at the Heineken. Like sorry about your suicidal kick, here's a plastic pool, won't you dive in it? Here's some acid too, delightfully dying icy. But I find myself desensitized to how absurdly nice it is to step outside my crib and smell the violets in the hyacinths. But then again, if everything in your environment's conspiring to uplift you and cannot, then maybe there's something on the inside that's the problem. But how was I supposed to know? Two had a rose, were together the wet and generous.
genital central to its the pleasure. Parenthood is parenthetical till your period's missing and it's being missing gets conspicuous. You're pissing on a stick and shit. Get what the issue is, a pinch of fetal tissue. It's a daughter, it's a parasite. It's an honor, it's gotten me terrified. It's a daughter, but she's gotta go. Though could you spare a life? Could you prepare a right if you tried? Are you the parent type? Prepared to fight for the right of choice and yet embarrassed by the choice. If it's just a parasite, why your eyes are moist? Because it's difficult to call the child a choice when a tiny voice inside you was crying out that it's your pride and joy. Cause nobody tells you, you conceive it, you could grieve it. Cause all we see is the stigmatization of a procedure feeding off misinformation and trait and conversation for secrets. Trait and conversation for like my own mother, one abortion at my age, you didn't say shit either. So how was I supposed to know?
You see me in the street, fairly reek of a pale, but only superficially, cause underneath it is still. Giving people peace, how's the cheap and the tail? So I was lingua franca, reading fine and keeping it. You see me in the street, a fairly reek of a pale, but only superficially, cause underneath it is sealed. Giving people peace, how's the cheap and
so
the tail?
So that was Lingua Franca with the song 8 Weeks. And I actually met her before I'd seen her at a concert when she was running for county commissioner in Athens. And me and a lot of my friends and a lot of people that have become my friends that I met there all worked on her campaign. And it was really fun getting to see Athens, wandering around and knocking on doors. And so, yeah, she's really, really amazing county commissioner. And
oh, yeah.
She's like a celebrity around town for
sure. She is. Yeah. I've seen her at a couple club meetings for some political clubs, and she's talked really well. She's such a good speaker.
Mm-hmm. She's actually a student at the university as well. She's like a PhD student, but she's also a student in the same school we go to, so that makes me proud. Mm-hmm. Proud.
I've also seen her, oddly enough, at the local skating rink, because for some reason some of my friends, there's like this recent revival of skating, so I went once and I was like, hey.
Oh, and yeah. She is a mean
celebrity
skater.
She just was whipping around, and I was like,
she's incredible.
I wonder if roller skating's a big thing in Italy. I'm very curious. Oh, can you imagine roller skating on the streets of Cortona?
That would be like professionalized roller skating.
I've been saying since the beginning that I want to put on roller skates and go from our school just down into the piazza. I want to put on roller skates and just soar and die.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that with like snow. Like, I know it snows here, and I'm really jealous that we're not going to be here to see it, because I think it would be really beautiful, but I've been thinking about, like, what if there was, like, a foot of snow on the ground, and I just started up by where our school is at the top of the hill, and just hopped on a sled.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be ideal.
Dead.
Mm-hmm. But I also
I would not survive it.
We saw some photos recently of, like, springtime when there's snow, but I don't, like, I can't mentally understand how y'all get around when it's icy, because in Georgia, it's like, there's ice, cancel everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's, like, fun, and I love that about Georgia.
Yeah, what kind of special shoes do they require?
Yeah, what is the secret to, like, bracing these hills?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would slip and fall everywhere. I'm, like, the clumsiest person alive.
I would just and lock driving? Myself in my house and stay there for a few months.
I know, I'd use it as like an a excuse. Bear. Mm-hmm.
It is very interesting to only see Cortona in one season, though.
Yeah.
It's like we're getting like the brutally hot summer and nothing else, which is nice. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a lovely summer. It's way better than what we're used to.
Absolutely.
It's like the same degree of intense heat, but in Georgia, it's just so wet. Like, it's so humid. The heat just sits on you.
It's
so
like
here.
A heavy, heavy heat. Right. Like, you walk out and you can like feel it like holding your body, and it's like, help me.
So the breeze here is just like, oh, yes.
I know.
It's beautiful. Nice.
And you can go to the shade and escape the heat. That's such a strange concept. In Georgia, you can go to the shade, but you don't feel any better because there's so much humidity in the air holding the heat. You're still like
it's everywhere.
Dripping just buckets of sweat under the ground.
I'm not excited to walk to class right now.
No, just that is a violent time of year. August in Athens is really painful.
Yep. Very painful.
Well, yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, speaking of Athens again, our next song is the B-52s, and they were bigger in the 70s?
70s, 80s.
Yeah, they're an older band.
Always.
And also, like, extremely popular. So this next song is quite the hit.
Yeah.
The B-52s with Love Shack, a song that never fails to get anyone off their feet.
Standing.
They all stand there and listen. No, it's definitely a dancing song.
I know you can't see us, but we're all standing.
We're standing. Not moving. Just standing.
Great.
Prepared.
Okay. It's a fun song.
It is quite the fun song.
It is super fun.
Yeah, I actually had a professor at UGA who, like, knew personally all the members and like worked with them and like
hung out
with them all the time.
That's cool.
It's another cool side effect of being in Athens. You meet people who know people.
This next one is, I think, just as like well received, but very different. Jeff Mangum, he's a part of Neutral Milk Hotel, which we'll play at the very end. This is his solo project, and we chose this recording because he's singing it at one of our like staple Athens cafes. Jittery Joe's, which is like, you go to Athens
and you want coffee,
you should
you
at least
to,
once drink their coffee.
Right.
You have to go to Jittery Joe's.
You have to.
It's really
have
good.
And there's multiple, so it's like you can't get away from it.
Yeah. It's I love Jittery Joe's. I grew up in Athens, so I've been going to study
she's from Athens.
So cool.
Wow.
Not at all. It's not cool. It's just a place where I grew up. And I definitely have been studying in Jittery Joe's for, like, years.
Wow.
Like, the moment I could drive myself, I was like, I'm going to go to the coffee shop.
I mean, honestly, I would say Jittery Joe's is probably the number one employer of my friends.
That's
true.
Like, everyone I know has worked at a Jittery Joe's. There's, what, like, five or six or seven, something like that.
They're all over Georgia.
They're all over Georgia, and they're really great. I'm sure you've all heard of the infamous Starbucks before, but Jittery Joe's is much better, let me tell
they
you.
They have Starbucks.
Even
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's an
infamous
Right.
I did question myself.
Absolutely.
Certainly something.
Well, we can talk about a little bit, the coffee culture is a big thing here, but it's also a big thing in the U.S., but it's certainly very, very different.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee is universal. The way we experience it, just insanely different.
Crazy.
Like, getting served a tiny, like, 1 euro, like, cup of espresso in America would be incredibly bizarre. Like, there would be a riot.
Someone would get,
like, two teaspoons of coffee and they would scream, but here it's a delicacy and I like it because it's all you
need.
I like
it too. Mm-hmm.
It tastes great.
It's great. In America, your only option is spending, like $6,
like
5 euro on, like, a cup of coffee that's, like, the size of your little brother. And that's basically it. You just get these massive coffees. You don't really drink them fast and leave. You either take it to go and never stay.
Take it to go is a huge, like, that's very common, especially, like,
in
college communities because people are, like, going. So we have, like, Jittery Joe's on campus, but there's very little seating because it's just kind of, like, understood that you will grab it and you will scurry.
Yeah. But here it's really nice that people make it into a thing. Even if you're just standing at the bar, it's like a time of your day that you're like taking to enjoy something slowly.
Yeah, it's a nice pause.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's a good pause.
And the 1 euro espresso, I don't know why it feels so different to me. You know, like I sit down and I drink it alone and I'm like, you know, it's like this huge, like, sentimental moment.
Aww.
There's just something so special.
It's a breath of fresh air.
It really is.
It really is. It's so nice. And yeah, it's nice to, there's like always seating at cafes here too. True. That doesn't usually happen at the US. It's always, they're always very busy, especially in cafes.
Well, people park there. Park,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by park, because that's definitely an idiom, we mean that people will like go and sit with their computers for hours at a time, and they might order like one, maybe two things, and it's totally fine to do that. Yeah, but I know here that you cannot do that.
Yeah, you'll be at Jittery Joe's for like 4 hours writing an essay, and that's like a very regular occurrence. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Maybe
for
the reason why that espresso is so like relaxing or nice here is because we just associate like that huge cup of coffee with just like being in
getting
class,
stuff done,
walking to class, running around.
Yeah.
Working. I don't know.
Yeah, the espresso is very just like, I'm sitting down and I'm drinking this, which is like just that, and that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, so back to the song. This was recorded in Jittery Joe's, right?
So, yes, this is Jeff Mangum himself, Where You'll Find Me Now.
Jeff Mangum with the song Where You'll Find Me Now, which once again, cool enough, was recorded in a very famous coffee shop from Athens. And he's actually the lead singer of the band who the last two songs will play. He's their lead singer, Neutral Milk Hotel. Yeah. So we'll give you another heads up later.
Yeah.
But you know.
But first, do we want to talk about Futo?
You have a little bit to say about Futo. This is the singer who we referenced just a couple minutes ago when Four Eyes was playing. So they're in a relationship. They have a band together. They're extremely cute. Just like our aged human beings in Athens living their life. They have cute dogs. You see them out walking and you're like, I love you.
Two adorable dogs. They like dye their hair together. It's too much, honestly. But it's delightful.
Incredibly hipster.
It is. Wow. In a great way.
So in town.
The whole town.
You know one thing about Athens.
It is interesting.
It's artsy.
Yeah.
It really is.
It gets that reputation for sure, mainly because it's a college town.
Yeah.
So a huge percentage of the people who are in Athens at any given moment are people who are here usually temporarily for school, which is an interesting thing. Yeah. I think it does interesting things to a city, both good and bad.
Well, yeah. There's a lot to be said.
Yeah. We won't get into Athens politics and bore you all, but...
All of the artsy, it's also, this has been fun because we transplanted like a large portion of the artsy kids from Athens to Cortona.
We're all
like,
here.
Yeah. I don't know how much is known about the Cortona program, but it's technically not only an art program. However, everyone who's there either has cut their bangs like at midnight in a school bathroom before, or is in some other way.
Or has like a stick artistic. And poke.
Or has a stick and poke tattoo, homemade tattoo.
A nose ring, a nose Ava. Ring.
Absolutely.
Ava.
Adrian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same nostril.
We, at the beginning.
Same nostril, wow.
I don't know too much about it, but I do know at the beginning we also had some business majors here, so there was like a brief little mixing, but now it's just, as far as I know, mostly art folks and humanities folks.
Which is, you know, fun but exhausting.
That's right.
Look at us go.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
It's a great time, honestly. We've all made friends so fast, which is one really, really great part of all of us, or most of us being interested in studying the same things. It's really helped this kind of...
It has. And it's, I think it's helped most of us grow as in our crafts as well.
Also, Cortona, in a very different way than Athens, but it is a very artsy town. Mm-hmm. In some of my classes, we've gone to, art studios around and, met local artists or just, seen local things to kind of, find root inspiration here. But it's very different here because it seems almost less,
it's definitely older.
It's older. Absolutely. It's a little bit more genuine, maybe.
Religious.
Than some. It's more. Oh, not Cortona as a whole, just the art scene here.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Versus the art scene in Athens.
Gotcha.
But it's unbelievable how many incredible artists there are working here now. Yeah.
They're kind of in their little nooks, kind of hidden until you happen upon it.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've been to some ceramic studios for our ceramics classes. And the art is it's just wonderful. And I remember we were talking to one ceramicist and, she was talking about how she didn't really get into ceramics until she moved to Cortona and she was from somewhere else in Italy and she moved to Cortona and was just so inspired by the beauty of the city and the art that was being created around her that
I can understand why.
And didn't y'all meet that one artist? I think he was either a painter or he drew. Y'all were walking by his studio.
And the gallery, the free gallery that was in town off the Nazionale, I believe, that now it's, I think it's the Cortona on the Move shop right now, or the bookstore. But we met some of the painters there, and they're so inspiring, and their work is so incredible. And I think we can all relate to now to them drawing inspiration from Cortona.
Yeah.
I think we all certainly have.
Yep.
All right. Well, on that note, here comes Futo with This Year. Avoiding eye contact.
was This Year by Futo, which was great and one of the best outros to a song I've heard in a minute. So that was a good
delightful.
Pick. Good just pick, delightful. Isaac and Adrian.
Thanks.
I'll give all the credit to Adrian.
I will take it.
Nice job. It was your pick, specifically. This time in this radio booth has also been incredibly delightful.
Yeah.
It was my first time doing it. These fools have all done this before. But yeah, it's been really cool. It's a lot less stressful than I thought it would be. Good times, good music, etc.
Yeah, when I came to Italy, I never would have thought I would get to be on the radio in Italy. Like, this is such a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, it's certainly been like one of the highlights of my trip, personally.
I remember when we first got here, like the Saturday after we arrived, we were all down in that park, and I saw Chris, which is one of our directors here in Cortona, and she was talking to the radio people, and we were all like, oh my God, like, I don't know if you remember this, and we pointed, and we were like, she's so cool, like, she's on the radio. And it was with these guys that we're currently on the radio with, so it's
who
just
are
kind
also
of,
really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's just great to be here and have a little full circle encounter.
Yeah, and funny enough, speaking of full circles, they were playing Country Road Take Me Home, which is what's playing in the background right now.
Oh my God. That was the strangest moment of my life.
Yeah, which is something we did not expect to hear, like, old kind of southern folk music coming to Italy. It was not something we expected, but I was certainly there for it. I was I'm delighted.
Oh yeah, I was yelling along.
I know, it kind of like strikes you. It's like, it can be very subtle, but all of a sudden you're like alert.
I was like, something's
what
wrong.
Is that? Where is it coming from? Something is off. I feel dislocated.
Yep. Also, Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is a quick little aside. Red Hot Chili Peppers is played in every single establishment I've walked by. Oh, and honestly, God. I'm okay with it.
It's that burger place, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's that burger place. They love the Red Hot Chili Peppers over there. Yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
Well, I'm glad to see that America has contributed.
In that specific way. Yeah, it's been great being here. So
yeah, it's been amazing.
It's
thanks
been so
for the
wonderful.
Opportunity.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all are all annoyed with our voices by now since we've been on here twice, save Ellen.
Hi.
But we might be back again. We'll see what happens.
We'd be lucky too.
Yeah, we'd be incredibly lucky. But anyways, we're closing this set out with a two-parter by Neutral Milk Hotel, who Jeff Mangum, the guy who was singing Jittery Joe's earlier, he's the lead singer of this band. So I hope you like the songs, and bye.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for everything.
toe. I will float until I learn how to swim inside my mother in a garbage bin until I find myself again.